This week on Potlatch, an Eskimo story by Emily Brown, the Gachachin dancers from Sitka, and an Aleut story by Alfred Stepitin. We begin with an Eskimo story done by Inupiaq Emily Brown.
Quite a number of my little children friends are here, and I'd like to sing a song for them. And this song is about a mother mouse hawk who had four little birds in his nest, and the flood came and they had to escape to the higher ground. And in order to save her little birds, then she decided to compose a song. And in Eskimo, it's called Ikaniyuhi. And I'll sing it in Ikaniyuhi in Eskimo, and then I will try to translate it into English. And she said to her little bird, "I'll carry you on my back. So come on over here and climb up on my back and hang on very tightly, because if you drop in the river, you're going to drown." And so the first one who climbed up on her shoulder was hanging on tight, and the mother flew away, and this is a song she sang. Ikaniyuhi, ikaniyuhi, ikanihuhutani, narakali ukua nangaru pamingaru ayatung ikaniyuhi, ikaniyuhi, ikanihuhutani, narakali ukua nangaru pamingaru ayatung. Four times she had to sing for her little bird. And then translation goes like this: We will cross this river as fast as we can. Be a brave bird, hold on very tightly, hold on so bravely as we land. That's the end of the song.
The one and only Emily Brown. Next, the Gachachin dancers from Sitka.
The next series of songs that the young people will be doing are called Gihuan. And the story that Charlie Joseph told me was that there was a man by the name of Skawat Yeh, a Kikstadi from Sitka, that went up to the island of Giyak. And this was during the time of the Russian period. And he was there with the Aleut, and he learned these songs and brought them back to the Kikstadi. The traditional way of doing the Tlingit songs, the Tlingits are great imitators. They like to copy things, and if Charlie was in his prime, he'd probably try to work up an imitation of the Eskimo dancing that we saw this week. But anyhow, they'll do an outside song, and then they'll do a coming in song, and then they'll do three quick dances. They're very short dances, and the interpretation of this is that there'll be, some of them have round hats with dangles, some of them have hats with beaks on them, and they're imitating birds. And they'll be moving their heads to try to get those dangles to move, and the boys will step out and they'll be dipping their heads and they're diving down for food, and they're shaking the water off of them. And we worked very hard to get those black vests. They're all buttons around there, and Esther about drove her crazy trying to get those ready, and we had to have long skirts and white shirts, and they all have paddles. And I really like the series of dances. And I would like to dedicate this to all of the Aleuts that are here, the Gia Kwong to the Aleuts.
Thank you.
kids ask us several times, why do we do Copper River songs? Why do we have to do, they call the Athabascan Gunana and the Yaquana, the Aleut. But Charlie said that the Tlingits just like to imitate, and it shows the different things that happen in part of our history. The next two songs that they'll be doing are called Yekuti. And this is imitating the spirit of Tashi Ish. And they usually did these songs at their big gatherings where one tribe would give a party for another tribe. They'll be dancing behind blankets. We have two young fellows, Mike Spoon and Larry Garrity, doing this. The first one, you'll only see the top part of the shakiyat. And in the olden days, they used to have eagle feathers. And if they danced really good, then those eagle feathers would fly. The second yekuti, they lower the blanket, and you're able to see the boys as they are dancing. Our young drummer for this one is Ruthie Farquhar, and the one that'll be using the rattle is Laura Joseph, the granddaughter of Charlie Joseph. When we traveled, you kids can come out when you're ready. When we traveled to Nia Bay, Charlie had told us before we left that it was traditional for the women to do this too during the parties. And the blanket that usually is used in this part of the party is given to the opposite tribe. A lot of money usually changes hands, and the money goes to the opposite tribe. They would also give parties for giving the names of the children. So these are called Yekutis. I'd like to mention at this time too that our canoe that we brought with us was made by Nathan Jackson, and the shakiyats, which are the headdresses that the young fellows are using, were also, the frontals were made by Nathan Jackson, and Charlie Joseph Sr. made all of the rest of the shakiyats. It's very interesting, all the things that he is able to do. I'd like to mention a few other things about our program in Sitka. Under the Indian Education Act, we had a hard time deciding what we should do with the money because our culture was almost lost. The parents felt that it was important. The key to any culture is the language. So we have about 60 students in language, 60 students in dance, and it's an out-of-school program, and the young people attend up to 5 to 6 hours a week after school in this program. All these young people here go to school every day after school, so they must like what they're learning. And some of the older people, as we traveled around, said they didn't think that we had our culture. They felt really good because they could see all of this happening. So now we have the Yekuti dances. Thank you.
heard the Gajaheen Dancers from Sitka with narration by Isabella Brady. Finally, an Aleut story by Alfred Stepitin, translated by Ilyodor Filamenov.
Wanungikach alak brat magala azanako.
Well, this legend is about two brothers.
Alazrami alak lakayar matanrach takwama.
The father had two sons.
May attak lakayam luzari itoktan rachtak kayuam lakayam kingore itoktasazan rul rachtak kama.
The father favored his oldest son and his youngest son not too much.
Anadra may lakayam kingore kugan malgan ukortali itoktan rachtak kama.
The mother saw what was happening to his younger son, therefore he had favored him. She had favored him.
Lakayim luzari, bratan sugudaktali, anadag kugun manna ukuktali, sugudaktali, asratitun rachtakrama.
The oldest brother saw that the younger son was being favored by his mother, therefore he wanted to kill his younger brother.
Usugan. Matakan Askatuknan Ilgadan Akhtakrama.
He was looking in every way to kill his younger brother.
Amaya Atakasin bra kingin nganistan rahtako ankhtahtin brat.
He said to his younger brother, let us go out hunting.
Anadagan. Anadagan agl ganist lakayam kingore nganistan rakhtak wai bratan tinas qakhta sel tinas qatian tinas qat nagher naqaliko.
The mother said to the younger son, your brother will be trying to take you out on a hunt and will be trying to kill you then.
Amay anqa woman wan anqa suda bratan kin iklasiran kinas iklasiran istan aqaliko.
When you do go out on a hunt with your brother, take this wedge and your brother will be saying that we'll be chopping wood.
Amay amana bratan kugun kugunigan mali bratan an qasali iklasi an aqaldan istalgan qasana.
Older brother took out the, as was foretold by the mother, that the older brother took out the younger brother and said that he would also chop the wood.
Amay bratan suli Yagach chak tirtan gani sanach.
The older brother told the younger brother, let's go out and split logs. Split, not spit.
Gabay, bratan, itang is kuchsu tshin rachtakram. Yagach chak tikwan, bratan, amin yagam kuchkin inkun rachtakrama.
The older brother had his younger brother split the log, and then he shoved his younger brother into the log.
Amay kingor amay anada mirtak na malik brad kingor am anqar suli yagam gan suktali asqat asqaqtana nitan qaqta kama.
The younger brother took the wedge and fell in the log and pretended that he was dead.
Amay bratum luzari ulamban chiluli kitna nisteri ulanun rakhte krama.
The older brother went back home and said that his brother was lost.
Kakalikal takum bratan korna ukuktan rama.
And while he was eating, he saw his brother appear. alive to.
I'm an Angalan, Agalan, Patan Bratan. Asi Ayuktan Istan Rachta Kwamba.
And the next day the older brother asked if his younger brother can go out fishing with him.
Another Gani Ran Tutakan. One Kawam San Ho Suda. Bratana may tanga bin tinin ko na kaliko. One suktari aniklu kofki.
It's gonna be a long one. The mother heard the story. Her brother had asked the younger son to go out fishing, so therefore she gave him an inflated seal stomach that he can use as for flotation.
Kugimi gan marik bratum ludagi bratan au yukta sarik nyakamilan ikuna gakta kwamba.
The older brother did do as they said, as was foretold by the mother, that he would be taken out, that he would push the younger son into the water. And once again, the older son came back home and said that his brother was lost in the sea.
And
the third time, the older brother asked his youngest brother if he would take him out for egg hunt. And the mother, upon hearing this, gave the younger son a pair of eagle wings, that if your brother does push you off the cliff, you will fly down with these wings. And as was foretold by the mother, the older son pushed his younger brother off the cliff and left him as dead. And after the third time, the third attempt that the older brother was trying to kill his younger brother, that the young brother came back and did kill his older brother.
We've been listening to highlights of last year's Festival of Native Arts held on the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus. This year the festival will be held on March 14th through the 18th. This is Jeff Kennedy. Thanks for listening. Potlatch is produced by KUAC under Title I of the Higher Education Act.